इस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की सामवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिचणासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा सो माय वेरी हार्टी वेलकम टू ईच एंड एवरी वन ऑफ यू for having assembled this hot afternoon. Must be really hot, but still seeing so many of you in large numbers coming all the way from different parts of Mumbai to hear about Krishna and get purified. So the topic we have selected for today is this unique glorification of Krishna. As many of you might be knowing, this is the Purushottam Mass going on, also known as the Adhik Mass. So this month is considered to be very auspicious, and we'll discuss about what's the importance of this month and, you know, how Krishna, he bestows special fortune for his devotees in this month. It is said that everyone likes to have something extra in our life. How many of you get attracted to any advertisement when you see there is something free, as a free likha hua aisa, you know, free or extra 15%, right? Everyone gets attracted to that, you know, extra 50%. You go out to purchase a detergent, 2 kilo ka aapne detergent kharida, and then on top of the detergent it's written that free 150 gram soap free, and if the shopkeeper doesn't give you that soap, how many of you, you know, get back to him, अरे इसपे ये फ्री भी है, यू नो आई शुड बी हैविंग, राइट? एंड देन अनदर कॉन्टेक्स्ट इन द इंडियन सिनेरियो, वी गो टू परचेज वेजिटेबल्स, and you make a lot of purchase and then at the end you said bhaiya thoda isme dhaniya aur mirchi bhi dal dena. Kitne logon ne kiya aisa, dhaniya aur mirchi, right? So similarly here is Krishna. In addition to the 12 months that are there, he gives us one extra month. Chalo bolte na, everyone has just 24 hours, what all to do? There are so many things to do, but then we just have 24 hours. So Krishna understands the plea of his devotees and therefore he gives 1 month free. Chalo isme jitna aapka pending backlog hai wo aap khatam kar sakte hain. So some of you may be wondering ki, but Prabhuji, where is this free month there? We know this January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Ye free kidhar se hai? Extra month kahan hai? Right? So this extra month is not from our perspective. This extra month is from Krishna's perspective. It is said that there are two So there is this lunar calendar and there is this solar calendar. According to the lunar calendar, which is the way the Vedic calculations are done, the year passes through 12 months in 355 days. And according to the solar calendar, based on which the English calendar is made, the year passes through 12 months in 365 days. So every 3 years there is this gap of 32-33 days that gets created, and therefore one additional lunar month gets added to the calendar. And this additional lunar month is what is known as the Purushottama Mas, the Purushottama month. Purushottama is basically a name of Krishna, which means the best person, the supreme person, Purusha Uttamam, the highest person existing in the entire creation. The name of that Supreme Personality of Godhead is Purushottam. Purusha means the enjoyer and Uttama means one who is transcendental. In fact, even in the Bhagavad Gita, the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, which is considered to be the essence of all the teachings of the Gita, is known as Purushottam Yoga. How to understand, you know, one's connectivity with the Lord. So this Purushottam Yoga, there is a beautiful story that how the Pandavas, one time when they were in this exile, they were sent into exile by the Kauravas, and the Pandavas, they were inquiring from Krishna that we are your devotees, why are we suffering so much? Sometimes we also have that question in our minds, you know, we chant so much, we visit the temple so much, go out for yatras, and still there is a lot of, you know, problems in our life. So Pandavas inquired similarly, that why in spite of us being your devotees, why do we have to suffer so much? And that is when Krishna, he recounted a passage from Padma Purana. And he mentioned that how, you know, those who don't do sufficient austerities in this month of Purushottam, those who don't render sufficient amount of devotional service in this Purushottama mass, for them, their past sinful activities, you know, keep troubling them. So therefore Krishna recommended the Pandavas to observe this Purushottam mass, which was soon arriving, so that they will be bereft of their miseries like this. And another story goes that how, you know, the personification of this month, actually went to Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. And she started lamenting that all the other months, they have a name, they have specific worships for the demigods, special sacrifices and everything that have been designated to them. But I don't have anything. And therefore she started crying in Goloka Vrindavan. And Krishna, she said, this is Goloka, this is not Bhuloka. So here no one cries. And therefore Krishna blesses this month with the following benedictions. And Krishna says that I shall make this poor extra month just like me in quality, fame, opulence, realization and success, and in giving benediction to the devotees. Being equal to me, this month will be greater than all the other months that are there. And therefore, this month will become worshipable by everyone. Everyone should pay obeisances to her and everyone should worship her. And the worshipper of this month will be able to burn all his past sinful reactions to ashes. And after enjoying a blissful life in the material world, he will return back to Godhead. So that is the extra benefit that Krishna is providing here. There is a very beautiful pastime of Srila Prabhupada in this regard. One time during this Purushottama month, when Prabhupada was staying in Juhu, there was this devotee, his name was Dr. Chatur Bhai Patel. Very, very, Lilamrit has lot of incidents of this devotee with Srila Prabhupada. And it so happened that Prabhupada used to go on his morning walks on the Juhu beach, and this Dr. Patel with some of his other colleagues, they were also coming from the other side. And just seeing Srila Prabhupada, Dr. Patel gets very much attracted. And he just walks up to Srila Prabhupada and greets Prabhupada. He touches the feet of Prabhupada, and that is how they become very close. And Prabhupada used to often have very philosophical dialogues with Dr. Patel, and often chastising Dr. Patel for his conceptions of creation and other philosophical understanding. So one time Dr. Patel, he advised Srila Prabhupada that in this, the last day of this Adhik Mas is known as the Somavati Amavasya, which is a very auspicious occasion. And on this auspicious occasion, one should go to some sea, river or lake and have an auspicious bath. So Prabhupada liked the idea very much. And then all these devotees, Dr. Patel and Prabhupada and the other disciples of Srila Prabhupada, went up to the sea to have the bath. But just before Prabhupada was about to enter, one of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned about one of the problems, health problems that Prabhupada was having, and therefore it's not good for Prabhupada to take bath in the sea. And hearing this, Prabhupada really became very much cautious and he stepped back. But at the same time, he knew that how Dr. Patel was so much eager to bathe with Prabhupada in the sea. And then Prabhupada, he paused for a moment and said to Dr. Patel, "Why don't you bring some water from the sea and bathe me here?" Hearing this, Dr. Patel was very, happy. And he actually went to the sea, collected some water and came and, bathed Prabhupada there. So this is a beautiful pastime, just going through the Veda base, and I found this is a beautiful pastime of Prabhupada, thought of sharing with all of you. So what are the activities that are recommended in this month? It is said that the purpose of creation of the material world is twofold. One purpose is for the living entity to realize that this is not his actual constitutional position. This is not the natural position of the living entity, even though the living entity wants to enjoy in this world. And the second purpose is to provide facility to the living entity to get back to the original position. And therefore, there are a lot of channels that Krishna provides to the living entities here in this material world to get back to the spiritual world by way of scriptures, by way of a number of acharyas, through his own different incarnations that he comes and performs very blissful pastimes, attractive pastimes. And then he also provides opportunities through this month, observance of this Purushottam month. So it is said, just as a farmer produces a rich harvest by planting seeds in nicely cultivated land, similarly an intelligent man who practices devotional service towards the Supreme Lord in this Purushottam month will enjoy a blissful life while in this world, and after leaving he will go back to Godhead. So some of the activities that are prescribed are worshipping Krishna by chanting his holy names. Now this is what all of us are anyways doing, so therefore we comply to that. Then is the study of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Then is giving in charity, offering deepa, that is the ghee lamp, and this every day in this Purushottam month here in our temple also we have been having this deep dana festival, just like in Kartik we have. So those of you who haven't participated, maybe you can stay back and participate in this Deepadana festival. and then glorifying Krishna for his pleasure. So therefore, today the time we have will spend some time discussing on this principle of glorifying Krishna. Why the principle of glorifying Krishna has been repeatedly emphasized by all the different acharyas, by all the different scriptures, and by all elevated great souls in this world. So it is said, glorification, the meaning of the word glory in Hindi, in Sanskrit actually, means kirti. And therefore, kirtan means reciting and singing the glories of the name, form, qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is essentially the meaning of the word kirtan. So it is said, chanting of the holy names of the Lord is the central practice of the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that of all the processes, what is the best process of connecting with the Supreme Lord? And when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, it is actually the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So hearing this from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. And the same principle has also been emphasized by different acharyas over a period of time. We learned from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam how Srila Vyasadev, he had compiled all the different Vedas, he had divided the whole Vedic knowledge into four parts, the four Vedas he had compiled, then he had compiled the Itihasas, the different Puranas. But still, within the heart of Vyasadeva, he was feeling a deep, sense of vacuum. His heart was not fully satisfied. And having this, sometimes we also experience, after having done so much, somehow, we are not happy at heart, deep within our hearts. And we wonder, itna kuch kar rahe, so much, I'm doing for Krishna consciousness, even in terms of devotional service, still, there is something missing out there. And then Vyasadeva, he approaches his spiritual master, Sri Narad Muni. And Narad Muni, very expertly, he pinpoints the exact spot, the exact thing which was missing in the entire compilation and descriptions of Vyasadeva. Narad Muni mentions that because you have not sufficiently glorified the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of everything that exists, therefore you are feeling that vacancy in your heart, like that. So therefore, getting this instruction from Narad Muni, Vyasadev then proceeds to compile the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is also known as the Amala Purana. Why Amala Purana? Because it doesn't contain any other principle, it doesn't highlight on any other principle other than pure glorification of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here we see that, Srila Narad Muni, he is emphasizing on this one important principle of glorifying the Supreme Lord. There is the beautiful example of Yudhishthir Maharaj. Now Yudhishthir Maharaj, after having won the battle of Kurukshetra and after having got the throne of Hastinapur, still Yudhishthir Maharaj was feeling that I don't deserve this, entire opulence and everything. He was feeling actually Krishna is the Supreme Personality and it looks as if he is not being sufficiently glorified. And that is when Yudhishthir Maharaj, he resolves to perform this Rajasuya sacrifice, just for the purpose of establishing Krishna as the Supreme Person and glorifying Krishna all over the entire planet. Sometimes when there is a big festival or maybe a big social function, so naturally everyone wants to know, he is coming or this important guest is coming, who's who of the festival. Everyone wants to know, which great personalities are arriving. And therefore Yudhishthir Maharaj just wanted to prove the position of Krishna as the Supreme Personality. That is why he organized this huge Rajasuya sacrifice. And Mahabharata explains in great detail the kind of opulence that was present in this Rajasuya sacrifice. And then, not just Narad Muni and Yudhishthira Maharaj, many other even contemporary acharyas, they have been singing many songs in glorification and compiling many prayers, you know, for glorifying Krishna, for establishing this principle of glorifying Krishna. His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, one of the dear disciples of Srila Prabhupada, he in his book, in the Beggar Part 1 series, he gives, you know, 10 different types of prayers that a devotee actually has for the Supreme Lord. So 10 common types of Vaishnava prayers that are there. The first type he mentions is Samprarthanatmika, which is the words of direct prayer to the Supreme Lord. Then is Swadainya Bodhika. These are words informing the Lord of one's own humility. Then there is Manah Siksha, instruction to one's own mind. You know, like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he prays Dushtaman, Tumi Kisera Vaishnav. You call yourself a Vaishnav, but what kind of a Vaishnav you are? Look at what you have. You know, look at your qualities. Like that. That is, comes under the category of Manah Siksha. Then is Vilapatmika, statements of extreme lamentation. You know, feeling oneself to be really in a fallen condition. Then is Vaishnava Mahima Prakashika, statements revealing the glories of the devotees of the Supreme Lord. That is Vaishnava Mahima Prakashika. Then is Sri Guru Vaishnava Vigyapati Rupa, which are supplications made to one's spiritual master or to the devotees of the Lord. Appeals that are made to the spiritual master or the Lord's devotees. Then is Sri Dhamma Vase Lipsatmika, statements revealing the desire to live in the holy place of the Lord's pastimes. Then is Sadhaka Deher Lalasa Suchika, prayers revealing desires to execute regulated devotional service in the body of a practicing devotee. Then is Siddha Deher Lalasamai, prayers revealing desires to execute spontaneous devotional service in the perfect spiritual body. And the last is Akshepa Bodhika, prayers revealing intense grief and sorrow in which one blames oneself for falling into the material world. Now I know some of you might be feeling ki itna, you know, prayer ka type hai, apna prayer to kuch alag hi rehta hai, right? Maybe having a good grade in the examination, or maybe having the monsoon clouds come soon, right? I'm sure many of you might be praying like that. But here we see what is the golden standard that has been set by the acharyas. Because unless and until we know what is the golden standard, there won't be an impetus within our heart to actually approach that standard. And therefore, the prayers of these devotees actually give us that template which we can apply in our own lives and express our own hearts to the Supreme Lord. There are some beautiful pastimes, glorifications of the different devotees of the Lord in Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, Bhagavatam is like filled with instances of so many, you know, case studies of how different personalities, they were in very, very, very miserable situation, and when they surrendered to the Lord, how they benefited. And then being benefited by the mercy of the Lord, they actually express their hearts. So in the Bhagavatam, we read the prayers of Lord Brahma. Before creation, Lord Brahma, you know, prays to the Supreme Lord to give him that intelligence by which he can actually create the entire, he can actually populate the entire material creation, the material universe. Then the prayers of Kunti Maharani are there. Prayers of Dhruv Maharaj is there. Prayers of Prahlad Maharaj runs into chapters, you know, which actually teaches how to approach the Supreme Lord, the consciousness in which the residents of this material creation should be approaching the Supreme Personality. The prayers of Gajendra, prayers of Vritrasura, prayers by the demigods to the womb of Devaki, in the 10th canto we read. The prayers of personified Vedas, and finally the prayers of the queens of Dwarka. So we see how Srimad Bhagavatam is replete with a huge collection of rich devotional prayers. And then of course there have been compositions by different acharyas. So it is said that intelligence actually means that we should be able to figure out what should we be doing in a particular situation and what we should not be doing in a particular situation. That is what is known as intelligence. Kis sthiti mein kya nirnay lena hai? That is known as intelligence. But then many a times we fall in this dilemma wherein we don't know what exactly to be done. And that is where acharyas recommend to use this helpline of expressing our fallen condition, expressing our heart to the Supreme Lord by means of prayer. So therefore, no matter what a situation a devotee might get in, he may be perplexed by the situation, but a devotee is never discouraged by the situation, because he knows that this helpline of the Supreme Lord is very much available to me also. So faith means, you know, taking that step towards the Lord when the end of the step is not visible. That is what is faith. And when Krishna sees us taking that step, He bestows His mercy upon us. He says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. To those souls who are surrendered unto me and who worship me with great devotion, I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. So such works of acharyas, it is said, it facilitates our smaran of the Supreme Lord, our remembrance of the Supreme Lord. No. Even if we are unable to compile our own prayers, we may say that, okay, we are not as qualified and, you know, we don't have so much of capability of composing prayers like Narottam Das Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Even if we just repeat those prayers, just repeating those prayers before the Supreme Lord, the Lord accepts our desire. So therefore, one should use one's intelligence and time to recollect and remember such compositions. It is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known by different names. And one of the names that the Supreme Lord is known by is Uttama Shloka. Tama means darkness, and Uttama means something that is beyond darkness. That is known as Uttama, transcendental. And Shloka means one who is glorified in choicest poetry, one who is glorified by the top personalities in this creation. We saw how even the demigods, they come from their heavenly abodes to glorify Devaki in the prison cell of Kamsa. Now a prison cell, the atmosphere of a prison cell is not something in which such a person of a great caliber like the demigods should be coming. But then the demigods, they also know this principle of glorifying the Supreme Lord. And therefore, even though they are situated in great opulence and great atmosphere of sense gratification, the demigods don't hesitate to perform their duty of coming and glorifying the Supreme Lord in Kamsa's prison cell. So great acharyas, they have written beautiful poetry in the glorification of the Supreme Lord. And there are many, there is a series of compositions by the acharyas which are known as Ashtakam, which is like the 8 verses composed in glorification of the Supreme Lord. So Adi Shankaracharya, he has composed the Jagannath Ashtakam in glorification of Lord Jagannath. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he has composed Sachisuta Ashtakam in glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Vyasadeva, he has composed Damodar Ashtakam, glorifying the beautiful Damodar form of the Supreme Lord. Sri Vallabhacharya, he has composed Madhura Ashtakam. Another great Acharya has composed Kevala Ashtakam. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he glorifies Srimati Radharani by composing the Radhika Ashtakam. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he has composed the Vrinda Devi Ashtakam and Guru Ashtakam. Srinivas Acharya, he has composed the Shad Goswami Ashtakam. And finally, we have Srila Bilwa Mangal Thakur, another great Acharya, who glorifies the Supreme Lord in a unique way. And he has composed what is known as Chaura Ashtakam. So we'll just go through this beautiful composition by Srila Bilwa Mangal Thakur, which is known as Chauragra Ganya Purusha Ashtakam, wherein he addresses Krishna as the greatest of all thieves. Now the general conception of the Supreme Lord is that of awe and reverence. Everyone comes with a folded hand and, you know, prays fervently and considers the Lord to be supreme. But here is an Acharya, you know, this composition is also known as Ninda Stuti. You know, why Ninda Stuti? Because if we read this composition on a face value, it may appear as if the Acharya is actually criticizing the Supreme Lord. But actually this is not a Ninda, this is actually Stuti or glorification of the Supreme Lord. So therefore, in this composition, this composition is so unique, wherein a different conception of the Supreme Personality is presented, which is not present in any other culture. That conception of the Supreme Lord as being one of the most sweetest and the most benevolent of all personalities that exist. So therefore, people in this world, they are not even aware of the form of the Lord. What to talk of the activities and nature of the Lord. But a devotee, he knows the Lord in full. And therefore, he knows what is the exact nature and what is the meaning of the activities that the Lord performs. I was hearing a class by His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj, and he mentions that this culture of Krishna consciousness is so beautiful, wherein this whole devotional culture is centered around worshipping a thief. Worshipping a thief. And Srila Bilwa Mangal Thakur gives us beautiful insights into the personality, the variegated personality of Krishna. So we'll just go through this beautiful composition, what each of these compositions mean, and how Srila Bilwa Mangal Thakur has actually compiled this, composition. So the plot here is to catch that thief. The first two verses, Bilwa Mangal Thakur describes the profile of the thief. Because unless and until you know what the thief is like, dikhne mein kaisa hai, how much, where could you find him and things like that. So the first two verses, he describes the profile of the thief. The next two verses, he describes the expertise of the thief. He's no ordinary thief, mind you. Don't take him lightly. We'll see each of these verses very beautifully composed. And then the next two verses, he lays down an action plan. How to catch that thief and how to bind him up. Because it is said that in this world there are many big prisons. Some of the prisons, they are like really on an absolute, remote island surrounded by, very deep seas and with infested with crocodiles and everything. But even from those deadly prisons, there have been escapes of prisoners who have escaped from such prisons. So it is said that these prison stories, they form one of the most interesting, readings in this world. The stories of how prisoners have escaped from very tight security. So Bilwa Mangal Thakur doesn't want to take any chances. And then in the last two verses, he lays down the security arrangements. What are the security arrangements that have been put in place so that this thief could not escape? So the first thing that he describes is the work experience of this thief. Inhone kya kya kiya hai? Inki mahima kya hai? So Bilwa Mangal Thakur is explaining about Krishna's work experience, his profile, the projects that he has worked on. Right? We prepare our curriculum, bete. Resume banate na, resume. Usme likhte hai, from this time to this time, I had worked as, in such a post in this particular company, and then, I have worked in this particular company, I have accomplished this, I have attained this. So similarly, Bilwa Mangal Thakur is done. Okay, this thief, look at what all he has, the projects that he has worked on. And the things that he is interested in stealing. That also he points. That mind you, this thief has specific interests. And he wants to, steal these things. Okay, so first thing that, the very first line Bilwamangal Thakur mentions, Vraje Prasiddham Navaneeta Choram. The dearmost thing that this thief wants to steal is nothing but butter. Now you and me may feel that, you know, is butter a substance worth stealing? Did Krishna not get anything better? But then, by means of this particular line, the Acharya here is explaining that how that Supreme Lord enjoys playing these pastimes more than playing the role of the Supreme Lord Himself. It is said that the problem with this world is that people in this world, no, everyone in this world wants to play God, except for God Himself. God doesn't want to play God in this world. God just wants to, you know, live a life of just a life of fun-loving, frolicking and mischievous thief. That is how Krishna, He descends in this world. And these butter-stealing pastimes, since millennia, has attracted the minds of devotees, you know, since time immemorial. And these are one of the most sweetest and memorable pastimes that devotees have been singing and reciting since long. Now, why Krishna steals butter, this is a mystery that, you know, that is still a mystery. Even Mother Yashoda, she is unable to figure out why should Krishna steal butter. And so many beautiful pastimes. Yashoda Mai feels that Nanda Maharaj has 9 lakh cows. Now 9 lakh is, you know, a number. 9 lakh, you know, understand 9 lakh. That is 900,000 cows. And just imagine the quantity of milk that must be available, the quantity of butter that must be available. Even Yashoda Mai is unable to figure out why should Krishna steal from others' places. But then there are so many beautiful pastimes. You know, one time when Krishna was just a very, very small boy, he was stealing butter in his own house. But then the butter pot was so shining that Krishna happened to see his own reflection in that butter pot. And he became fearful that maybe he is some other person who has come to catch me stealing butter. And then Krishna has a negotiation with him. Don't worry, you know, whatever we steal, we will share amongst ourselves, like that. And Krishna is having this conversation, and Mother Yashoda, she happens to see Krishna talking to an earthen pot. And, you know, that sight of Krishna just increases her love for Krishna. Another time, she catches Krishna red-handed. Krishna has his hands fully dipped in the pot of butter. He is about to take his hands out of butter. Then Mother Yashoda, she comes and she calls out, Krishna, what's that you are doing? And he becomes terrified. Now the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is feared by fear personified, he actually trembles in fear when Mother Yashoda chastises him like that. And Krishna replies that, my mother, you have put these, you know, bangles around my hand. They are appearing to be so hot, and therefore just to cool my wrists, I had dipped my hands in these, you know, in this butter pot, like that. And Mother Yashoda hears this explanation, and again she is like, she just loses her heart over Krishna. Another end, it is said that when other gopis, they would come to Mother Yashoda and complain to Mother Yashoda, that, you know, your child Krishna, look at, you know, he just keeps stealing butter from our houses. And after receiving so many complaints, Mother Yashoda decides, you know, maybe this is something true. And maybe I should definitely teach Krishna a lesson. And just to pacify the other gopis, Mother Yashoda says, tonight I am going to punish Krishna very severely. So that from tomorrow he won't be stealing butter from your houses. And when the other gopis, they hear that Krishna will be punished, their hearts melt. And they plead to Mother Yashoda, please don't punish Krishna. Because we actually love Krishna coming to our houses and stealing butter from our houses. Sometimes when Krishna would be caught by the other gopis stealing butter from their houses, they would chastise Krishna that, you know, look, now you have been caught. And just to defend himself, Krishna would say, you know, why would I touch butter from your houses? You know, this utterly tasteless and, you know, such a filthy butter that you have. Your butter is so tasteless that not even the monkeys would like to have. Just look at this. You know, all these monkeys are there, but they don't want to taste the butter that has been cooked by you. One time, one elderly gopi, Kalavati, now she catches Krishna red-handed. And she tells Krishna, today I am going to really teach you a lesson. I am going to take you to Mother Yashoda and show how you have been actually caught. Mother Yashoda always believed that I am telling her a lie. But today I am going to, you know, complain to her. I have caught you red-handed. And then she starts dragging Krishna from her home to the home of Nanda Maharaj. And all the way, Krishna is now in a perplexed situation. He knows that he is caught. And he tries to, you know, threaten Mother Kalavati. He says, you know, look, I am telling you, don't do this. You know, it will be very bad for you. I am repeatedly warning you, please don't do this. You will lament later. And then she doesn't just look back, she is just heading towards Mother Yashoda. And reaching her doorstep, she starts shouting, you Mother Yashoda, you know, you had always been thinking that I have been telling you a lie, and, you know, today I will show you that, look at this, you know, naughty boy, he has actually stolen. And she is on and on and on and on and on, just explaining how, you know, this nefarious act has been committed by this small child. And Mother Yashoda, she is putting her hand on her cheek and looking at Mother Kalavati and smiling. And Mother Kalavati is thinking, I am speaking here a serious business and you are smiling at me. What is this? And then Mother Yashoda, she tells her that, okay, so butter has been stolen from your house, right? Yes. And then, who has stolen it? Who has stolen it? Your son, Krishna, look at it. And then Mother Yashoda says, okay, is it Krishna? You look at him. And then Mother Kalavati, she looks behind, and lo and behold, he is no longer Krishna, the young boy is her own son. And then she's like sweating like anything, and she's looking at Mother Yashoda, and she's looking at her own, and she's questioning, how could you come here, and you know, and she's completely bewildered, and she goes back thinking, and all the way she's figuring out what went wrong. You know, what went wrong? And then suddenly she hears, Mother Kalavati, I had told you, don't do this. I had repeatedly warned you, don't do this. And hearing this, she turns back and she sees he is Krishna. Right? And then Krishna gives the final warning that I am telling you, next time you do this, I will not be your son, I will be your husband. So these beautiful, sweet pastimes, you know, makes Krishna known by the name Makhan Chor. And devotees have been singing in Vrindavan, all over the world actually, the glories of Krishna as a butter thief. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvatah, tektva deham punar janma naiti mameti so Arjuna. The nature of Krishna's birth and activities is transcendental. And one who understands the nature of Krishna's activities does not come back in this material world after leaving this body. So now, you know, one may say that, you know, activities of any child are sweet. You know, any child, he keeps on doing, you know, things for which the parents glorify, and then, you know, maybe you have heard that when in nursery, every child stands first, right? Every mother takes great pride in saying that, you know, my child, he has stood first in nursery, right? So the activities of a small child always appear to be very attractive. But then in this world, when the child grows up, one no longer remembers the kind of activities that a child used to perform in his childhood, right? There is an expectation of a mature dealing. A mature person is not glorified for the activities he used to do as an infant, as a small little child. But here we see Krishna for 5000 years, last 5000 years, he has been glorified as the stealer of butter. And when devotees whose minds are absorbed in hearing and relishing such sweet pastimes of Krishna, their lives actually become successful. So that is how the first line of this composition of Bilwa Mangal Thakur, he glorifies Krishna as the butter thief, how he is famous in Raja as the butter thief. The next line he says, Gopanganam Chadukula Chauram. He stole the clothes of the gopis of Vrindavan. Gopas means the cowherd boys, and Gopangana means the cowherd ladies. Dukula refers to the clothes. That how Krishna, he stole the clothes of gopis in Vrindavan. Now if someone does that today, it would become a big, case for, suing and molestation and things like that, and there would be protests and rallies and, what is happening, and news will be there, it will be everywhere in news and like that. But Krishna is actually glorified as the stealer of clothes. Of course, it is said that that point of time, all the cowherd ladies as well as Krishna, they were very small, they were children. And actually these gopis always used to worship goddess Katyayini to have Krishna as her husband. And by means of this pastime, Krishna actually fulfills the desire of these gopis. And the gopis herein actually teach by their example that how even if one has to approach the demigods, that has to be the purpose of inviting Krishna back in our lives, bringing Krishna into our lives. That is Gopanganam Dukula Chauram. Then is Sri Radhikaya Hridayasya Chauram. He steals the heart of Srimati Radharani. Now who is Srimati Radharani? She is none other than the internal energy of the Supreme Lord. It is said that the affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna, they are the most sublime and transcendental subject matters, which are actually very difficult for us to understand in the modern day and age. Only whose heart is completely freed of all anarthas, completely pure, can actually understand the relationship and the position of Srimati Radharani. Otherwise, people in the entire world, we see how people just misunderstand this. And similarly, we see even Srila Prabhupada, he did not comment a lot except for the translations in his books, the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrit, on the intricate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So therefore, even though we don't discuss so much, it is important for us to know what is the position of Srimati Radharani and how the relationship between Radha and Krishna is one of utmost purity. It is said that she is the best devotee of Krishna in the entire creation, and nobody can be as good a devotee as her. The next line he prays, Navambuda Shyamala Kanti Chauram. Krishna, he steals the dark luster of a fresh rain cloud. I am sure many of us, if not all of us, must be very eagerly awaiting to see this dark luster of the fresh monsoon cloud. So Krishna, he actually steals this color, the dark color of a freshly formed monsoon cloud, and therefore he is known as Shyama Sundara. So it is said, this Sanskrit is a very amazing language, wherein you can actually combine different words. Now, what we see here, Navambuda Shyamala Kanti Chauram, is one name of Krishna. Nava Ambuda, Ambuda means cloud. Nava Ambuda means a newly formed cloud. Shyamala, one that is dark colored. Kanti, the dark color of a newly formed cloud, Chauram. He is a thief who has stolen the dark color of a newly formed monsoon cloud. Srila Jayadeva Goswami, he gives another name to Krishna in this respect. In his composition, the Srita Kamala Kuchamandalahe, he mentions, Abhinava Jaladhara Sundara Dhrita Mandarahe Sri Mukha Chandra Chakura Jaya Jaya Devahare. Abhinava Jaladhara Sundara. Abhinava means something that has just now got formed. Abhinava Jaladhara. Jaladhara is the cloud. Abhinav Jaladhara Sundara. No, that is how Krishna is referred by Jayadeva Goswami. Now in this world, we see people of different complexions. We see people who are black, people who are white, people who are, you know, tan, and so many different complexions. But we have never seen a person who is actually dark blue in color. Any of you has seen a person with a dark blue skin complexion, not just the eyes, skin complexion. Ekdam aisa dark blue, except for those drama, you know, rehearsals that we see in the drama festivals. Nahin. We don't find any such person. Prabhupada, you know, when Srila Prabhupada, he was in America, he introduced Krishna as the conception of the Supreme Lord as being a cowherd boy. And the devotees, when they heard, oh, cowherd boy, Krishna is a cowherd boy, Prabhupada immediately corrected, not the cowherd boys you see in the fields in America. He is a transcendental cowherd boy. And then Prabhupada mentioned, when Prabhupada said that Krishna is blue in color, I mean, that became a news all over the country. Here is a Swami introducing the Supreme Lord, the conception of the Supreme, as a blue cowherd boy. That became a news in whole of America, like that. But Krishna, no, we can't help. That is how Krishna is. You can't change the complexion of Krishna, right? Many times when Krishna used to play with his cowherd boys, these cowherd boys used to tease Krishna that you, Krishna, you know, you actually are not the son of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. You must be son of some, you know, gone race, some really degraded race, and some low caste tribe, and Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they just found you from somewhere and they have brought you here. You are not actually this. And Krishna used to get so, you know, hurt by these feelings, and he would run to Mother Yashoda and complain, Mother Yashoda, look at what these cowherd boys are saying. They are saying, you are fair, Nanda Maharaj is fair, but I am blue. You know, how could that be? Like that. Now here is again we see, you know, the Supreme Lord being made fun of, he is being teased, and he comes to complain to Mother Yashoda. Now these are the kind of pastimes, I mean this is a vision of the intimacy that the Supreme Lord is providing, which he enjoys in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, Krishna actually enjoys such types of feelings. There is no feeling of awe and reverence in the spiritual world. But back in the material world here, we can't afford to have such, you know, interactions with the deity form of the Lord, you know, with Krishna here in the material world. We start making fun of, we start, you know, complaining. No. And therefore, how to deal with Krishna has been explained by our acharyas. How acharyas have given us this path of sadhana bhakti, the path of rules and regulations, by which, following which, we can actually purify ourselves and get back to that, you know, this situation wherein we can also enjoy such intimacy and interaction with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The next line, Bilwanung Thakur, he explains, Anek Janmarjita Papa Chauram. He steals the accumulated sins and sufferings of those who take his shelter. Srila Rupa Goswami, he defines the characteristics of pure devotional service in his book, the Bhakti Rathamrita Sindhu. And the first characteristic of the pure devotional service which he describes is Kleshagni. As soon as a person, he comes into Krishna consciousness, immediately he has a sensation of, you know, feeling relieved. An example is given that just like an infant, when a child is just born, he has no understanding or conception of, you know, he is my father and he is my mother. But then, in the night, when the child starts to feel cold, when the child starts to, you know, shiver out of cold, the mother, she puts a warm blanket over the child. Now the child doesn't know who has put this blanket. The child has no conception of the relationship he has with that individual who has put that blanket. But just because, but the child is able to experience the feeling of love and warmth that has been imparted by the mother, right? So even though there is no knowledge that is present, but the experience starts to take place. So similarly, the moment a person starts connecting to Krishna, one may not understand who Krishna is, one may not have proper understanding of his own position, Krishna's greatness, but still he starts feeling the comfort of Krishna's love and reciprocation. So it is said one of the names of Krishna is Hari. He starts stealing everything when he comes into our life. But he steals things that are inauspicious, so that he could give us the most auspicious of all things, that is the loving devotional service to his lotus feet. Now, how do you deal with a thief? Many years back in our temple, they had caught a person who was stealing this footwear, chappal chor. And when this person was caught, I mean, that time we didn't have so many devotees coming, but, you know, this person was caught. And the people, they really got a chance to express their emotions to this chappal chor. And all those hidden, you know, proclivities of exercising one's physical prowess, you know, went in full, was completely released on this, you know, chappal chor. But otherwise, you know, a thief is not a person who is actually welcomed and respected. Now imagine, you know, the officials in a bank, they are busy with their work and everything. And a group of people with black masks and everything, with revolvers, they, you know, enter. You know. So what will be the reaction of the other people? Oh, my dear sirs, you have finally come. Look at here. Please have a seat and everything. Will that be a reaction? No, everyone will be terrified. Everyone will be, you know, very much fearful. Or we have seen maybe, you know, when there are these, like few years back, we had taken a group of boys to Chitrakoot. And on the distance between, on the way from Satna to Chitrakoot, there is that huge patch of land, which is still infested with, you know, dacoits. So when these dacoits, and I mean, we may have seen in, you know, cinemas and everything, but actually even today such, you know, personalities, they exist in some parts of the country. Now when these people, they come riding on their horses and, you know, in the midst of a village, and they fire their bullets and everything, it is not that the residents of the village, they come out with aarti plates and, you know, start welcoming. Nay, a thief is not, you know, welcomed, a thief is not reciprocated in such a manner. But here we see the story, the way in which Srila Bilwa Mangal Thakur wants to reciprocate with this thief. He says, O best of the thief, Chaura Agra Ganyam Purusham Namami, I fall down at your lotus feet and I pay my respectful obeisances unto you. So this was the profile of the thief. Then he recounts the expertise of the thief. What this thief is expert at. How amazing this thief is. So the first thing he mentions is that Akinchana Kritya Padashritamya. He turns his surrendered devotees into paupers and wandering homeless beggars. The beautiful example is that of the Pandavas. That how Pandavas, when they get the news that Krishna has left this planet and they decide to now pursue their spiritual path in their entirety. And in the Bhagavatam first canto, there is a description that how the Pandavas, they just leave behind everything. Their kingdom of Hastinapur and their all riches and opulence that was present in the kingdom. And Yudhishthir Maharaj is going. In fact, the Bhagavatam mentions that when these Pandavas leave, they don't even look back and see if Draupadi is following them or not. You know, the same Draupadi for which they had been in the forest for so many years, for whom they fought the battle of Kurukshetra, when the time comes to pursue their spiritual goal, they just leave, they just head towards the north, the Himalayas. And the Pandavas, you know, Yudhishthir Maharaj was the emperor of the entire world, but here he is living like a homeless beggar. So now one may question that, you know, this is a point to wonder that these great personalities, these Pandavas, you know, they were not unintelligent person. If they were living such a life, you know, they must have got something wonderful out of loving Krishna, because of which they could accept such a life of austerity. And then he mentions, yadiya namapi haratya sesham giri prasaran api paparasin. A mere utterance of the name of this thief relinquishes one of a mountain of sins. Of course, getting rid of sins, that is not the purpose of chanting Hare Krishna, but that is just a byproduct. The real purpose of chanting, is mentioned, is to revive one's original love for the Supreme Lord. And finally, the author expresses his amazement over such an astonishing thief who has never been heard of. Ascharya rupo nanu chaura idrik drishta srutova namaya kadapi. Further, he mentions that this thief can steal everything. Kuch nahi chhodne wala hai. Clean sweep, bolte na, clean sweep. When you enter your house, you find that your house has been attended to by a thief, and there is not even a single piece of furniture, any single article that is left over. You know, this thief is someone like that. Dhanam cha manam cha tathendriyani pranam cha hritva mama sarvam eva. He will steal a wealth, he will steal the ego, the senses, and the very life of a person in whose life he enters. Now, wealth doesn't refer to the, you know, material wealth that people have. The wealth of a conditioned soul in this material world is his desire to enjoy. The facilities for enjoying may come and go. Sometimes some may have a lot of financial, you know, power. Sometimes one may have a lot of assets, sometimes a less asset. And, you know, over a period of different bodies, you know, different situations, all these different facilities may keep changing. But the wealth of a materially conditioned soul is his desire to enjoy, which goes on from life to life, as long as the living entity is on his journey in this material world. So that is what Krishna does. When he enters the life of a material soul, material conditioned being, he steals that wealth that the living entity had been clinching on since his beginning in this material creation. Krishna actually steals that desire for material enjoyment. Then he steals the ego of a conditioned soul, which is to feel the controller, the maintainer, enjoyer of all that he surveys. And he steals the senses of a devotee, and the senses of a devotee get helplessly attracted towards Krishna. And the very life of a devotee ends up being nothing but for giving pleasure to Krishna. Like that. And this is exemplified in the example of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj wanted to pursue a wealth, you know, have a kingdom which was greater than his father, Uttanapada. And then he had such a big ego. But then after surrendering to Krishna, his desire for having that kingdom and his ego was completely stolen by the Supreme Lord. So that was about the expertise of the thief. Next is the action plan. How could he be caught? So therein he mentions that palayase kutra dhrito adya chaura tvam bhakti damanasi maya niruddha. I will catch you with the rope of my devotion. You may be very expert at so many different things, but I know for sure that you won't be able to break free from the rope of my devotion, which is beautifully demonstrated in the pastime of Damodar Leela. And it is said that how devotion is a priceless jewel. And Krishna, even though he is the Supreme Personality, he still wants that priceless jewel of the devotion of each and every living entity. And for wanting that jewel, Krishna is ready to give himself to his devotee, to experience the love of his devotee. There is a beautiful pastime in Vrindavan that how as a small child, you know, the gopis wanted to see Krishna dance. And they would just clap and Krishna used to dance to their tunes. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. This entire material creation is working under my direction. And whose direction am I working under? My devotees. No. These devotees of Krishna, they are just clapping and wanting Krishna to dance, and Krishna is dancing to their tunes. Just like the entire material creation dances to the tune of Krishna. So therefore bhakti is called sudurlabha. Because Krishna will give himself to a devotee, he doesn't give pure devotional service very, very easily. And then he further explains that how this thief is expert at cutting the terrible noose of Yamara, Chinatsi Ghoram, Yamapash Bandham. Now Yamapash, definitely we don't remember what Yamapash is, but it is explained in the Shastras that how after giving up the material body, the living entity is taken to the abode of Yamaraj, where he is given a body which is grosser than the subtle body and subtler than the gross body, so that he can experience that suffering. You know, his accounts could be checked by Yamaraj, and sufferings given, and the next destination of the living entity is decided. So that is the Yamapash. And the beautiful example is that of Ajamila, that how just by, you know, taking the name of Lord Narayan, even without intending to do so, even without that intention of remembering the Supreme Lord, he just recited the word Narayan, and that is how he got freed from the Yamapash. And then Bhinatsi Bhimam Bhavapash Bandham. Yamapash may come after death. What about before death? Before death, a person is tied by the ropes of one's material existence. We see this world, how people are actually bound by their material desires. The whole world is running like mad. Run more, earn more, consume more, enjoy more. This is the mantra in the world today. And people are just madly into it. People are madly into it. But when Krishna comes into the life of such a person, he actually cuts those bondages, those desires of bhavapash, attachment to material life. Ajamil, there is a beautiful verse which Ajamil explains in the 6th canto. He says, Natah param karma nibandhak kritanam mumukshatam tirtha padanu kirtana nayat punah karmasu sajjataya mano rajastamobhyam kalilam tatonyatha. Therefore, one who desires freedom from material bondage should adopt the process of chanting and glorifying the name, fame, form and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and at whose feet all the holy places stand. One cannot derive the proper benefit from other methods, such as pious atonement, speculative knowledge and meditation in mystic yoga, because even after following such methods, one takes to fruitive activities again, unable to control his mind, which is contaminated by the base qualities of nature, namely passion and ignorance. So getting freed from this material bondage is not an easy thing. But when Krishna enters the life of a devotee, he very easily frees the devotee from that attachment. And in this pastime of Bali Maharaj, we see that how Vamanadev, he actually takes everything from Bali Maharaj, including his material attachment. We don't have so much time to get into the details of the pastime. But Chinatsi Sarvasya Samasta Bandham, all attachments, all material attachments, Krishna is going to steal. And then he prays, Naivatmano bhakta kritam tu bandham. The knot fastened by your loving devotees is too strong. You can cut all the ropes. You can cut Yamapash. You can cut Bhavapash. You can take everything from the life of a devotee. But I know that you won't be able to cut this bandhan of that has been affectionately tied by the bhakta, the knot tied by the loving reciprocation of one's devotees. So therefore, this is another reason for us to have very strong Vaishnava relationships. Because, you know, if this knot is so strong, if this knot is strong enough, now whatever one may go through in life, one will never be dragged to the material conception of life. If we are very closely connected with the devotees of the Lord, it is said, Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paro, tomara shakati ache. Krishna is the property of such pure devotees. And when we connect ourselves, you know, properly to those devotees of the Lord, we will also receive Krishna in our lives. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paro, tomara shakati ache. Ami to kangal, I don't have anything. I don't have devotion, I don't have capacity to perform tapasya, austerities, even what to talk of, you know, austerities, even to follow, we have challenges even following the basic rules and regulations that have been recommended. But then, when we connect strongly with the devotees of the Lord, Krishna very easily enters our life also. So that is the action plan, how Bilomangal Thakur is wishing to capture Krishna by the rope of his devotion. Next, he explains about the security arrangements, where he plans to keep Krishna. And he says, Man manas tamas rashi ghore karagrahe dukha maye nibaddha. My heart is very dark and fearsome because there are a lot of anarthas. There is ignorance in my heart. Because of that ignorance, my heart is very dark. O thief, I will catch you with the rope of my devotion and I will keep you, imprison you within my heart. And there in that prison, I will punish you for all your thievery. Labhasva he chaur hare chiraya swa chaurya dosho chitam eva dandam. I will punish you inside the deep dark prison house of my own heart. In his personal life, Srila Bilwamangal Thakur, it is explained how Bilwamangal Thakur, he loses his eyes. Now, there is a big story, most of you might be knowing that. But after Bilwamangal Thakur, he loses his both of his eyesights. You know, he wants to just pursue devotion to the Supreme Lord. And he wants to go to Vrindavan. And he keeps on asking different people the way to Vrindavan. Which way is Vrindavan? And people guide and they move their way. But Bilwamangal Thakur is unable to actually approach Vrindavan. And that is when a small boy comes to his rescue. And that boy tells to Bilwamangal Thakur, Oh Baba, don't worry, I'll take you to Vrindavan. And on the way, this boy has a lot of interaction and he chats and, you know, he asks, how did you lose your eyesight? Where are you coming from? And they have very nice conversation. And that is how they reach Vrindavan. And then the child, he mentions to Bilwamangal Thakur that, look, I had promised you that I will bring you to Vrindavan. Vrindavan has now come and now I am going. And immediately he releases his hands. And that is when it strikes to Bilwamangal Thakur, you know, that suddenly Bilwamangal Thakur realizes in a flash the identity of this child, that this child was none other than Krishna himself. And that is when Bilwamangal Thakur, he prays that, Oh Krishna, you might have been successful in, you know, leaving my hand, in getting free of my hand, but then, if you are a great hero, try escaping from my heart. I have caught you within the recesses of my heart and I will keep you there for many, many years. So that is how it is explained, how Bilwa Mangal Thakur, he also resides in Vrindavan for many, many years, and he composes some of the best compositions. He composes the Krishna Karanamrita, which was liked by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And he composes the Sri Govinda Damodar Stotram, Sri Bilwa Mangal Thakur. And finally he says that, Mad Bhakti Pash Dridha Bandhanas Nischalasan, this noose of devotion, I will tighten you. You know, this is the security. Even though, you know, I have kept you in my heart, no, it might be possible that you still escape. So I don't want to take any chances. I'll keep you within the prison house of my heart, but with the noose of my devotion, I'll, you know, keep you tightly secured so that you don't run away. And then finally he exclaims the term of punishment. Pralaya koti shatantarepi. I'll keep you there for very, very long time, millions of eons. That is what Bilwa Mangal Thakur is wishing to, you know, keep this thief. So we saw how, you know, he explains the profile, then the expertise, then the action plan, and finally the arrangements so that the thief doesn't escape from the heart of Sri Bilwa Mangal Thakur. Very beautiful composition. And he says that how Chauragra Ganyam Purush, the best of the thieves, Chauragra Ganya Purusha Ashtakam, he composes this eight verses in glorification of Krishna. So we'll just sing those eight verses. I think we have some time. We'll sing those eight verses.
व्रजे प्रसिद्धं नवनीत चौरं गोपांगणानां च दुकूल चौरं व्रजे प्रसिद्धं नवनीत चौरं गोपांगणानां च दुकूल चौरम् अनेक जन्मार्जित पाप चौरम् चौराग्रगण्यं पुरुषं नमामि श्रीराधिकाया हृदयस्य चौरं नवाम्बुदश्यामलकान्ति चौरं पदाश्रितानां च समस्त चौरं चौराग्रगण्यं पुरुषं नमामि अकिञ्चनीकृत्य पदाश्रितम्य करोति भिक्षुं पथि गेहहीनम् केनापि होभीषण चोरैर्दृग् दृष्ट श्रुतो वा न जगत्त्रयेऽपि यदीयनामापि हरत्यशेषम् गिरी प्रसारानपि पापराशि ಆಶ್ಚರ್ಯರೂಪೊ ನನು ಚೋರೇಂದ್ರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಶ್ರುತೋ ವಾ ನ ಮಯಾ ಕದಾಪಿ. ಧನಂ ಚ ಮಾನಂ ಚ ತಥೇಂದ್ರಿಯಾನಿ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಂಶ್ಚ ಹೃತ್ವಾ ಮಮ ಸರ್ವಮೇವ. ಪಲಾಯಸೆ ಕೋತ್ರಿತೋ ಯದ್ಯ ಚೌರ ತ್ವಂ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದಾಮ್ನಾಸಿ ಮಯಾ ನಿರುದ್ಧ. ಛಿನ್ನಸಿ ಘೋರಂ ಯಮಪಾಶ ಬಂಧಂ ಭೀನಸಿ ಭೀಮಂ ಭವಪಾಶ ಬಂಧಂ. ಛಿನ್ನಸಿ ಘೋರಂ ಯಮಪಾಶ ಬಂಧಂ ಭೀನಸಿ ಭೀಮಂ ಭವಪಾಶ ಬಂಧಂ. ಛಿನ್ನಸಿ ಸರ್ವಸ್ಯ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಬಂಧಂ ನೈವಾತ್ಮನೋ ಭಕ್ತ ಕೃತಂ ತು ಬಂಧಂ. ಮನಮಾನಸೆ ತಾಮಸ ರಾಶಿ ಘೋರೆ ಕಾರಾಗ್ರಹೆ ದುಃಖಮಯೆ ನಿಬದ್ಧ. ಲಭಸ್ವ ಹೇ ಚೌರ್ಹರೆ ಚಿರಾಯ ಸ್ವಚೌರ್ಯ ದೋಷೋಚಿತಮೇವ ದಂಡಂ. ಲಭಸ್ವ ಹೇ ಚೌರ್ಹರೆ ಚಿರಾಯ ಸ್ವಚೌರ್ಯ ದೋಷೋಚಿತಮೇವ ದಂಡಂ. ಕಾರಾಗ್ರಹೆ ವಸ ಸದಾ ಹೃದಯ ಮದೀಯೇ ಮದ್ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪಾಶ ದೃಢ ಬಂಧನ ನಿಶ್ಚಲ ಸನ್. ತ್ವಾಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹೇ ಪ್ರಲಯ ಕೋಟಿ ಸತಾಂತರೇಪಿ ಸರ್ವಸ್ಯ ಚೌರ ಹೃದಯಾನ್ನ ಹಿ ಮೋಚಯಾಮಿ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೌರಾಷ್ಟಕಂ ಕೀ. So in summary, we'll just see what all we discussed today. We saw the glories of the Purushottam Mass, the principle of glorifying Krishna, how Vyasadeva was dissatisfied and Narad Muni pinpointed the cause of his dissatisfaction, Yudhishthir Maharaj performing the Rajasuya sacrifice. Then we saw the types of Vaishnava prayers and how Krishna is glorified as Uttama Shloka, glorifications by different devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam, compositions of different acharyas. And then finally we saw the composition by Sri Bilwa Mangal Thakur, the Chauragra Ganya Purushashtakam, wherein he describes the four things: the profile of the thief, what all is he interested in. He steals butter, he steals clothes, he steals hearts and steals sins. Then he explained the expertise, how he turns his clients into beggars, can cut even Yamaraj's ropes, can cut the ropes of materialism, but he can't cut the knots of devotion of his devotees. And therefore the action plan is to tie him hard with those ropes. And finally, the Acharya wants to keep Krishna within the prison of his heart and tighten the noose of devotion to Krishna. So that is how, it is explained that how our desire should also be to purify our hearts so that Krishna can also come and
steal and relish the sweet emotions that we may have in the pure state. Now the irony is that Krishna already is residing within the hearts, but then by following the prescribed process, we can purify that heart and give Krishna a chance to steal our devotion. So in conclusion, singing this Ashtakam will give us that desire to catch him and tie him with the ropes of our devotion, so that we can experience Kashtakam in this world. Thank you all very much. Jai Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Hare Krishna. Request the devotees to remain seated for a few minutes for some important announcements. So first we would like to express our gratitude to His Grace Chaitanya Leela Prabhu for stealing our hearts by giving very beautiful description of the Chaurashtakam. Chaurashtakam, so let us express our gratitude by loudly chanting three times. So request the devotees to remain seated for a few minutes. We have one more program after this. We have beautiful Kirtan, and then after that we will proceed for Prasadam. So a few announcements before that. We would like to welcome those devotees who have come to our Sunday feast program here for the very first time today. Our reception team there at the back near Hanumanji's Vigraha, they will welcome the newcomers to Shri Radha Gopinath temple by offering you the special Mahaprasad of their Lordship Shri Radha Gopinath Ji. And also, if you have any questions regarding Krishna consciousness in general or this temple and its activities in particular, they will very happily answer your questions. So, hum un bhakton ka khas swagat karna chahenge jo hamare Sunday feast karyakram mein aaj yahan pe pehli baar aaye hain. Hamare bhakt swagat ka jo team hai wahan pe Hanuman ji ke vigrah ke paas aapko Shri Radha Gopinath ji ka mahaprasad to denge. Agar iske alawa aapke man mein iskon sanstha ke bare mein ya is mandir aur iski gatividhiyon ke bare mein koi bhi prashna ho, तो आप सही उत्तर भी देंगे. सो वी रिक्वेस्ट दोज डिवोटीज हू हैव कम फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम टुडे टू काइंडली राइज इन देयर प्लेसेस सो दैट वी कैन प्रॉपरली वेलकम देम. जो भक्त आज यहां पे पहली बार आए हैं, कृपया अपने स्थान पे खड़े हो जाएं ताकि हम ठीक से आपका स्वागत कर सकें. हरे कृष्णा. So we are very grateful to you that you have taken out your valuable time and you have come to our Sunday feast program for the very first time today. We would like to pray at the lotus feet of the Lordship Shri Radha Gopinath Ji that let today's program be a very auspicious beginning for a long and blissful life in Krishna consciousness for all of you, and that you may please keep coming back here every Sunday and enthusing us with your presence. So hum aap sab ke bahut aabhari hain ki aap aapka keemti samay nikal ke hamare Sunday feast karyakram mein aaj yahan pe pehli baar aaye hain. हम श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जी के चरण कमलों पर यही प्रार्थना करेंगे कि आज का दिन आपके उज्जवल कृष्ण भक्तिमय जीवन का एक शुभ आरंभ ठहरे और आप यहाँ पे हर हफ्ते आके प्रेरित हमको प्रेरित करते रहें. सो वी वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू इन आर ट्रेडिशनल स्टाइल बाय लाउडली चैंटिंग थ्री टाइम्स हरे कृष्णा. काइंडली बी सीटेड, कृपया बैठ जाइए. सो इमीडिएटली आफ्टर द सेकेंड कीर्तन, वील बी हैविंग कीर्तन नाउ. आफ्टर द कीर्तन यू कैन कॉन्ग्रीगेट देयर नियर हनुमान जी विग्रह वेर यू विल रिसीव योर महाप्रसाद एंड आंसर्स टू योर क्वेश्चंस. तो जो भक्त आए हैं आप कृपया अभी बैठ जाइए. अभी कीर्तन के पश्चात आप वहां हनुमान जी के विग्रह के पास एकत्रित होइएगा, जहां पे आपको खास महाप्रसाद और आपके प्रश्नों के उत्तर भी मिल जाएंगे. हरे कृष्ण. सो वी जस्ट हैव वन और टू अनाउंसमेंट्स क्विकली. आई लाइक टू जस्ट Yeah, first is the Chetna festival for unmarried girls in the age group of 15-25 years is going to be held on 9th of June. The topic is Get Connected and the speaker is Her Grace Madhuri Leela Mataji. Agla Chetna Mahotsav jo 15 se 25 saal ke avivahit yuvatiyon ke liye hai, wo 9 June ke sham ko hoga. Is baar ka pravachan jo hai wo Madhuri Leela Mataji denge. There is a special, the base is announcing a special seminar by His Grace Govind Prabhu. The topic is Mahabharat Patron Ki Manovritti. So, ye Hindi mein hoga, Mahabharat Patron Ki Manovritti. Ye 1 se 3 June ko, niche Bhakti Vidant Hall mein, sham ke samay hoga. To, Shukravar aur Shanivar ke din, ये शाम के 7 से 9 बजे होगा और उसके बाद पश्चात उसके पश्चात प्रसाद होगा और रविवार के दिन यानी 3 जून के दिन शाम के 5:30 से 7:30 बजे तक होगा। तो इसमें केवल 110 सीट है, देर आर ओनली 110 सीट्स एंड द रजिस्ट्रेशन इज ऑन फर्स्ट कम फर्स्ट सर्व बेसिस। टू अवॉइड डिसअपॉइंटमेंट टू हियर फ्रॉम द लोटस माउथ ऑफ हिज ग्रेस गोविंद प्रभु ऑन श्रीमद श्री महाभारत द स्पेशल कैरेक्टर्स प्लीज रजिस्टर अर्ली। यू कैन रजिस्टर ऑन द वेबसाइट और यू कैन रजिस्टर डाउनस्टेयर्स ऑल्सो आई सपोज। हरे कृष्ण। ऑल्सो देर इज अ स्पेशल कृष्ण लीला इन ओडिसी डांस फॉर्म ड्रामा डांस ड्रामा फॉर्म फ्रॉम कृष्णाज बर्थ टू कंसाज डेथ। सो दिस इज परफॉर्म्ड बाय द अद्रुत चिल्ड्रन। सो दिस इज गोइंग टू बी हेल्ड ऑन 9th of June एट भारतीय विद्या भवन। फॉर द पासेज यू नो द डिटेल्स हैव बीन पुट अप डाउनस्टेयर्स ऑन द नोटिस बोर्ड। It's a very beautiful dance performance by children. It is very elegant, very devotional in nature. So those who would like to participate can kindly see the notice boards downstairs. So now we will have Kirtan by His Grace Amit Prabhu and then we can proceed for Prasadam. Hare Krishna.
Krishnapristhaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namah Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Dishatarine जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe Jai Gaur Nitai Gaur Nitai Gaur Nitai Jai Gaur Nitai Jai Jai Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Haribol, Haribol, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki, Shri Nitai Gaur Chandra Bhagavan ki, Shri Gopal ji ki, Shri La Prabhupada ki, Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.